Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you look at this team overall, especially last year, you guys came together, made a run to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. There's reports about Kyrie's leadership that it really killed the chemistry of this team. What can you say about that?
That's now one of us on this team knows what Kyrie's been through. Probably a few amount of people in this world know what Kyrie goes through. It was hard for him as well. He was forced into a situation where it was business over, you know, the friendships, where he had to come into a situation knowing that, you know, just a group of guys that had something going before, you know, I come here. How will I fit in? Like, he didn't want to disrupt that, you know, and that says a lot.
So that's Marcus Smart, and there's once again the split you have on that team, the veteran players who are supportive of Kyrie because they get it a little bit more. They understand what you've got to do to win a championship. They're at a different part of their career. Marcus Smart's got his money right now. You know, Kyrie's going to make more, but he's made his money. Horford goes here. The kids who have not made the money, who right now just want to be the people. So he was asked about this Marcus Smart and the support that Marcus Smart threw at Kyrie Irving.
When you saw what Marcus Smart had to say
Why can't he just ask? Why is it only people in the room?
$10 million.
So dramatic.
Next contract's going to make $10 million.
Go ahead.
That's all I can tell you.
Just go continue.
Yep. When you saw what Marcus Smart had to say the day after the season ended, in defense of Kyrie Irving, that Kyrie Irving wasn't a distraction, that it was all BS, that, you know, basically he was being unfairly stigmatized or labeled. That's basically what Marcus Smart said, to paraphrase. What were your thoughts when you heard what he had to say?
I feel like I know what he's saying. A lot of people can, that's on the outside looking in, they always have their opinions, and it's easy for them to say it's Kyrie because, you know, that's just sports we playing in. If you lose, then obviously the best player is going to get blamed. He's going to have to take all the blame for it. But I feel like it was a variety of things. Now, I didn't get to see exactly the whole thing that Marcus said, but for him to think, would you go ahead?
Good. My second question would be.
The fact is that
forget what you were about to say. I have a follow-up.
When you break down this whole roster, though, I mean, you said Gordon Hayward was sort of scared of his own shadow, right? There was a sort of like lack of confidence with him. I don't know if it's personality. He obviously wasn't right beginning of the year, came back, saw passive Gordon. If he hit a couple shots early, get aggressive. So he was in his own mind, all right? But still, he signed his max deal, and okay, he's every 2 weeks he can smile. The two guys that really were affected were Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown, all right? Because I expect Marcus Smart to have Kyrie's back. He's in the starting lineup. I expect Marcus Morris. I expect Jason Tatum because they're playing. They were the happy ones. They were the ones that won the little lottery. They got to start. They got to play a lot. But it's guys like Rozier and Brown in particular, two guys that felt like they accomplished some things. And I understand where they're coming from. I don't think it's smart to be this public about it, but I understand where both those guys are coming
from. Well, I think we've said it a zillion times all year long, and that you can understand both sides of it, and it's a bad mix. And to me, the coach made it worse. He compounded the problem. He was unable to be able to figure out how he was going to mix the two. And I hate to say it, he seems passive.
But what I'm saying is, like, what I don't appreciate or respect is how it sounds like he handled it.
That's stupid.
It's just, you know, but it's not just coming public today, which I don't like, but it seems like how he handled it, and he never adjusted. You know, he might just be like, all right, you know what? This is just the way it is. And luckily, my boys kept me sane. But he never accepted the role and tried to make the best of it because it was just a reality.
Well, he was
Instead, he kept banging his head against the wall and never joined the party.
No, and he said the turning point for him was the night that most Celtic fans were celebrating because Kyrie Irving came out at a fan fest and basically said, if you have me back, I'll be back. And he admitted today that that was the bad turning point for him.
He realized that he was going to be regulated to a reserve player bench guy. So that was a big, giant dose of reality that he didn't want to swallow.
Well, he should have known coming back that that's what it was going to be. He said he was fine until that point. So, in other words, he figured he'd go through this season, and then Kyrie would leave, and he would take over. That's what he was thinking. That was pretty dumb on his part. I don't think any of this stuff was smart. And, again, I blame his agent. What the hell is his agent thinking?
Somebody yank him from the
Please.
Set.
Please. Peter's in Jamaica. Blame Pete.
Guys, how you doing? Good.
What's up?
Hey, Glenn, I want to address, I'm going to address the doomsday scenario that you've talked about, which would be Kyrie walking and not signing, help me out.
Davis.
And then you said they'd have a nice little team, okay?
Yeah.
Can I tell you what the starting five would be on that team?
Did you say old? Okay. Or did you say a nice cute team?
He said there'd be a nice little team.
Little team, yeah, but you said old.
No, you said nice little team.
Yeah, they'd be a nice little team. They wouldn't be old. But go ahead.
Okay, so they'd have Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart on the bench. That have Aaron Baines, Semi, and Robert Williams. Is that a nice little team?
Yeah, it's a six seed.
Are you kidding me? The top five are all lottery picks.
Maybe five seed.
Maybe.
You're stuck on this lottery stuff, Peter.
Yeah,
you
actually it means
think,
they're good.
You actually think, like, after your second year in the league you get drafted matters?
You tell me who's not a really good player.
No, they're all good players.
Gordon Hayward, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum,
all right,
and
Peter, let me ask you a question. Everybody stands pat. Kawhi Leonard stays. Phillies, they are what they are in Milwaukee. Are you better than any of those three teams?
We're better without Kyrie, yes. As good as anyone.
With those guys you just mentioned?
Is that a bad team?
No, it's not a bad team, but they're not better than those three teams ahead of you, and you might not be better than Indiana when Oladipo comes back.
You won't be.
Who's the bad player on that starting five?
Nobody is bad, Peter. You're missing the point. Nobody is great.
Who's not an all-star?
Nobody is great. Nobody is great.
Who's not an all-star?
You don't have any all-stars. You don't have Giannis. You don't have Kawhi.
You only have one all-star.
You don't have Oladipo. You don't have Embiid. You don't have anybody that's great.
This guy's a five-time
You got a bunch
all-star.
Of guys that are good. Maybe.
And listen, Peter, I love
you because you're a great fan, but you are looking at everything through green-colored glasses. No matter what they do, see, they could lose half this team, and they could have Wanamaker starting at guard next year, and you'd call us up and say, you know what, I saw him, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, I think they could be good.
Wanamaker was better than Terry Rozier.
Okay.
Okay, you know who the biggest green teamer is?
He's not, Peter. That's a dumb statement. He's not.
Look at the stats. He shot over 40% from three. You know who's the biggest green teamer in
Boston? Garbage
can we stop?
Time.
Now, hold on.
Played in garbage. I gotta move on.
Oh, good. Okay.
He started in garbage time.
I want to know who the biggest green teamer was.
I can't take it anymore. I can't do it.
I tell you what. If I'm Wick Ospek, it's the greatest business in the world because you can do anything. And people like Peter will sit there and say, I still think it's great. I think we're doing great. Doing wonderful.
Happy hour.
I'm telling you, Peter. Tommy Heinsohn, behind closed doors, will tell you that you can't be a five seed with that team.
You know, the thing with Terry Rozier is, you know, that's just professional sports. I mean, timing has a lot to do with it. Let's just say he was a free agent after last season. What do you think the market would be for Terry Rozier? Even though he crapped his pants on the road during the playoffs, he still showed that he could get things done and he could be a force in the playoffs, regardless of what you think about him personally.
I tell you what, if I'm a team and I'm looking at his splits and I'm looking at what he did on the road last year versus at home, I'm saying to myself, he is your typical young player who is great in front of the home crowd, and you put him in a pressure situation where they're booing him, where they're getting on him, and it's difficult.
Yeah, but I don't think he's worth a lot of money. No, neither do I, but I would still say if he was a free agent last year, you can at least see a bunch of GMs saying, you know what, there's upside there. I see it. Now, you know, tough situation for him, first time in the playoffs where career. I had to be a leader, and he delivered.
Here's the other
Look
problem.
What he did to Eric Bledsoe.
Here's the other problem, and Lou already referred to it. He's going to go to a bad team. Well, guess what? A bad team right now is looking at getting players that are going to be in this draft. So they're looking at younger players. They're looking at 19-year-old kids. They don't want a 25-year-old kid. They want 19-year-old kids.
Do you think
kids.
He's better than Eric Bledsoe?
No.
Okay, so Eric Bledsoe signed a new deal, like a I don't want to say like a $50 to $70 million deal.
Yeah, Bledsoe's a
they
better
paid him.
He's so a better player.
Okay, I asked
he's
you
had
if you
more
thought.
Experience.
Hold on, I asked you if you thought Bledsoe was a better player. You said no.
He's been a starter.
So wait, so Bledsoe is a better player than Terry Rozier?
That's what
Rozier.
I just said. Bledsoe's a better player.
I thought you said you could check that.
Bledsoe was a starter in Phoenix.
No.
He was a starter in Phoenix, and
he outplayed Eric Bledsoe last year.
Correct.
Did he not?
Yeah, he did.
And Eric Bledsoe has issues like crazy. You would think that that's a comp.
Well, you didn't ask me if I would sign Eric Bledsoe, because I wouldn't sign Eric Bledsoe.
But the fact is that would be a comp, a legitimate comp. Hey, listen, I played against this guy head-to-head. I outplayed him.
Yeah, how many minutes has Eric Bledsoe played in the league versus Terry
Rozier? I'm just saying,
like,
but you know how it is. That's the market. You got to find a comp. Eric Bledsoe got paid. He got paid, y'all. He got his money.
Yeah, but if you're a good team, based on the stuff you've heard today, do you want Terry
Rozier?
And he
Rozier? Would probably
he's
look
a backup
at
with a
no.
Good
you
team.
Have to. You have. He can only go to a spot, obviously, where he's the starter. And it's unfortunate because you said maybe the pool would be bigger, more teams would be interested because they could sit there and say we have a pretty good point guard, you know, and we could use this guy on the bench. We'll pay him as a sixth man, and we'll be set at that position, and that could be a winning team for him. But he's by his words, he's showing he can't handle that situation. So he's got to be a starter, which now limits him to bad basketball
and
teams.
That limits your money that you're going to get because you don't have competition out there. Jovan is in Malden. Jovan. Hello. Okay.
How you doing, fellas?
Good. Go ahead, how you
buddy.
Doing? I'm good, man. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm almost embarrassed to be a Celtics fan, fellas. This is ridiculous what I hear on the radio. It's our fault that Terry Rozier thinks he's as good as he is.
That's a good
all this
point.
All this scary Terry stuff, all the stuff that we blow up on these players that we love. Yeah. It's our fault. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, they're not that good. So this is why people think that we could just lose and get rid of Kyrie and we'll just be a great team. Terry Rozier told on himself. About time one of these players told on himself. Not following Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Scaring Terry Rozier.
They want to be.
It's a good point.
That's a good call, Jovan.
They're all dysfunctional, and he finally let the cat out the bag.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now we just need another player to step up and say, you know what? We're the little brothers, and we didn't follow the big brother. Kyrie is also culpable, but I think he was telling us a lot of stuff this season, how these guys were acting, how they weren't following, how not good they are, and how we think they're great.
Yeah, the great thing about this is that it just confirmed it. They confirmed it.
This was a mess.
Yeah, it was a giant mess, and it was confirmed. And he was the biggest pot stirrer. Not you, Jovan, but Terry Rozier was the biggest one. I can easily see him holding court in the back of the bus, talking to when everybody was playing Uno and that cross-country flight. When they went out of the West Coast, like towards the end of the year,
he got his arms folded with his bottom lip hanging.
Yeah, he didn't want to play.
Yeah,
I don't like Uno.
Jovan, I'll say this: the other one that's getting exposed in all this is Brad Stevens.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. You're right because he couldn't hold it all together.
I mean,
he's supposed to. That's what we expect.
This was all about egos. Again, like I said, I had heard that there's people in the organization that feel like going to Game 7 was the worst thing for Kyrie Irving's ego. He couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle this team succeeding without him. He wanted to be the reason why they succeeded, and it's one of the issues he had. His ego all year long was dented because of that. Now, on the flip side,
and all these crazy fans call this show. Listen to the last call. Yeah, we can lose sight. Who's better than us? Everybody else got better as we sat back last year and worried about the Eastern Conference Finals and Scary Terry T-shirts. We need to cut it out.
All right, Jovan, you nailed it.
What I'm saying is, so Kyrie had his ego issue, right? He couldn't handle the fact they were successful without him. Now you got the kids who had an ego issue because they actually felt like they accomplished something. And they did, but it wasn't like they got to the finals or won a championship. And in the middle of it, Brad Stevens had, 6-7 months to try to get this message across to Terry Rozier about what he needed to do to be successful in the eyes of the rest of the league if he's out of here next year. How to play with his team. and how to elevate his game in his role, or going to Kyrie Irving and saying, listen, Kyrie, these kids did accomplish a lot of stuff. I'm sorry, but they did. And you got to respect that as well. They were, to me, this makes Brad Stevens look really bad in not being able to control any of this.
Especially, bad job.
Especially when you had 5-on-5 during practice, and then when the game started, you split them up, according to Terry Rozier.
Hey, where's Robert Williams?
That might be the dumbest. Bud. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. A player say the 5-on-5, we did it in practice, and then the game would start, and then he would keep those guys on the court.
Imagine an NBA player saying that.
That is unbelievable.
It was so strange. Were you thrown, like, when you'd have to put pads on when you went out into the game if you weren't wearing pads during practice? Would you get confused?
It was weird. It was weird. I wasn't really sure. It was like a conflict of emotions. I wasn't really sure how to feel.
But
and I wanted to blame somebody for it because it wasn't my fault.
But Jovan's point is correct, and I know there are a lot of people that can't stand Kyrie Irving right now, but all of the things that Kyrie Irving has said, you're hearing from Terry Rozier. And you're hearing Rozier talk about him in very selfish terms because all he cared about was himself. And he had even admitted that he was looking at it. We've got him on media day. He's all excited. I want to win a championship. He's going through all that. And then it all changed. The day that Kyrie Irving came before, next to Scal, when Scal asked him the question, next thing you know, he said, if you'll have me, I'm going to stay here inside. And that was the turning point.
Imagine the camera was on Terry Rozier at that moment.
Wow.
And he just, like, fell in his chair. And then that looked like, great.
I sacrificed, you know, obviously my talent.
Oh, Lord. It's crazy. But you're right. It was Danny Ainge's job to get the talent. I hear a lot of people blaming Ainge. Ainge will be blamed if he doesn't fix it over this summer. It's all on him now. But I think Ainge put together the talent. It was the coach's responsibility to deal with the byplay. The general manager, president, is not flying with you. He's not with you all season long.
If I had voted in the poll, I would have voted for Danny.
It's the players, and it is the coaching staff. This one's on Brad Stevens because he couldn't control the egos. All right, we'll get into more of this. We'll get into the Bob Kraft situation as well right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
The judge has ruled that this videotape evidence cannot be used in any prosecution. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And any evidence pursuant to the warrant, so it's even broader than the video. It actually goes to the car stop as well and potentially other materials that were gathered. So it's an even more sweeping victory for Kraft than just the videos alone.
That's Mike McCann from Sports Illustrated. So is it a gigantic victory for Robert Kraft yesterday? Well, it certainly suppresses that video. His lawyers are back in court today to actually have the video destroyed. I'm not sure that's possible. I mean, think about this, guys. There were a lot of people that were involved in this case. Between state attorney's office, the county state attorney, you've got the police in Jupiter, Florida. There are a lot of people involved. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about having it as a file, digital file, in people's computers. Easy to pass that along. We're not dealing with a sealed tape, you know, or some type of a hard copy. So is it possible now that they're pissed off down there? They've really lost out on this deal. And they could appeal it, as McCann said, but what are they going to really get out of the appeal? It sounds to me, in reading, and I did not read all 26 pages, but I read a lot of stuff that the judge threw out there, pretty much sounds to me like this is ironclad. This is protection of the Fourth Amendment. This is, you guys went well beyond that. You invaded privacy that is guaranteed in the Constitution.
They continue to video women. I guess there was at least one woman who went in there, took her clothes off to get a massage.
Correct.
and they're videotaping that.
Right. And you can't do it unless you have probable cause that woman committed some crime. And they were doing it under the blanket of human trafficking, but it doesn't cover that because the Johns that were picked up, or what do you call a female? I don't know what you call that. They're basically evidence in the case. But they have no real appeal here. But I'm not sure this thing is over. Because
over through the, legally?
No, legally I think it's over. Legally, I think it's over. I think that they may appeal it. And the only reason they may appeal it is to fight so that they can use this Patriot Act in future cases down the road. They don't want to give up on using this. This is a vice right now in which they can do sneak and peek on various crimes. It could be a drug deal. They can do this stuff. Even though it was set up for terrorism back after 9/11, they're using it for a lot of different reasons. They don't want to give that up. But what scares me right now for Kraft is if you're pissed off and you this billionaire came into your town and bullied you with these high-priced lawyers, what's the one way you can get back at him?
Yeah, see, you know...
You can sneak out the video.
Okay, that to me... Well,
that's been the issue from day one, right?
So, okay, sure, you could do that. And what are they going to sue the state of Florida?
Well, they'll try to sue somebody. But
somebody will get sued.
Let me ask you, does it matter? Great.
Once the video's out, who cares?
Well, that's
so what's Kraft going to get?
Payback.
Money? The one thing he doesn't need
justice,
is money. No.
Revenge.
No.
Revenge.
He doesn't need
someone's going to pay. I get it, but someone's going to have feel some sort of pain. And I get it, but I think this may be the situation. This just may be the situation where they screwed up. The prosecutor I'm talking about,
right.
They screwed up. And if they, and this just may be one of those losses that you just gonna have to suck it up and deal with it. Because basically what happened is they have no proof anymore. None. They can't use a traffic stop.
They can't use anything.
They can't use the videotape. And oh, by the way, let's just say that Kraft and the woman that was doing the massage said they both testified that nothing happened. All right, get up on the stand. Okay, did anything happen? Nope, nothing happened. Nothing illegal happened. No sexual activity happened. You can't prove it because you don't have the tape, and they've already said that nothing happened. So now what do you do with it?
No, they got nothing.
They got nada.
And you talk about the traffic stop, like McCann was saying, like it's all tied under the warrant. The only reason why they stopped everybody was because of the video that they put in there illegally. So they don't have anything.
You would have to have some sort of witness cooperation.
You would have
one of the women to come out there and say, okay, if it does, somebody's got to turn. So if there is some sort of, underlying relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it, hey, I'm not going to burn you out. You don't burn me out. They don't have any proof yet. So no matter what you say, you're going to be clean.
Well, okay, so let me ask you now.
McCann wrote about that, and I'm not even sure that's admissible anymore.
What, the witness testimony?
That's not admissible anymore because they've thrown out the means of how did they get probable cause? They got probable cause because they watched it on the video. They had a cop sitting two blocks down the way with monitors in front of him, monitoring, as Lou said, not only Johns that were getting a massage and sex, but men and women who were simply getting a massage.
So the tape...
You can't do that.
So the videotape that was supposed to be their strongest ally, their greatest asset, is now the very reason why the case is being blown up.
And everything associated to it.
Yeah.
Basically, the entire sting, the operation.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is gone. But I ask you, do you think the video comes out? Do you
No.
think you ever see it?
No. I don't think so. I think based on, I think there's going to be some level of fear. Even though I know there is going to be some sort of revenge and, anger that exists with the prosecution and everybody involved in
it. So what do you do?
What does Lou do?
You leak the video.
Okay, so we talked about this.
The video still gets leaked.
We talked about this. Okay, it gets leaked. Now there's going to be some rogue officer,
yes.
Some rogue attorney who's just pissed off.
Yes.
Eventually, the liability is going to lay on the state.
Fine.
On the city.
It's over.
Okay, well, then fine.
Video's already out.
All right.
Then
everybody gets burned.
The damage is done.
Then that's what it is.
Well,
so
I've already got burned.
Who's I?
I'm down in Florida. I got toasted.
Well, you made.
I looked incompetent.
You were made to look like a fool because you are incompetent.
Fine, that's fine. But
so you're getting everything that you deserve.
A man in my power cannot afford to be made.
Yeah, I get it. But the fact is, they screwed it up from the beginning.
I agree.
And the judge is basically slapping them around, telling them how they should. And that's not a judge's job. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. Do your job right. I want to give you a conviction. I want to throw the book at this guy, which basically means take a couple classes and pay a fine. But you guys were so bad and did such a crappy job. I can't even do that.
Well, the first thing I ever learned when I used to take any of those legal courses.
The funny thing about this is that if you read through it, the human trafficking was not a big part of it. So a lot of people were claiming that since there was no human trafficking, then how are they going to be able to use that video? It was really the way that they actually followed the process of videotaping it and not even recording it, just monitoring it. Because the judge, remember we had, there was a clarification of, they went in and asked to monitor and record. Yeah. And then in the end, they were only granted monitoring. Well, the judge addressed that by basically saying the monitoring shouldn't have been done. It should have been minimalized. So, in other words, if you had somebody with probable cause, an individual
record that
who
person?
You felt right. it, recorded it.
When the woman walks in, you got to turn it off.
Turn it off. And what they did is they did it 24/7, and they got themselves into big trouble. And
this, but how do you do it with a guy?
Well, the same thing. If the guy has a massage, but
the
well,
guy walks in, it sounds like Robert Kraft had the first time he went in there. It sounds like he had about 10 minutes of a massage.
Yeah, but their problem
the way they documented it and they in writing, it looked like for the first 10 minutes. So you sit there and the guy goes in there, he's on his back, and you're like, all right, keep recording. All right, he flips over, like, keep recording. All right, nothing's happening. Well, we just recorded a guy getting a massage.
I don't
what
care.
The hell are we gonna
I just
do?
Need a little relief.
Yeah, but you right? would need to know that
so maybe you're waiting for. So but maybe, when a woman comes in, okay, I mean, you know.
So maybe you had probable
crazy
cause
stuff for women too.
Maybe you had probable cause.
I mean, it does.
It
I mean,
could
I
be. It could
I
be.
Gotta show these guys these breasts.
That's possible.
Works both ways.
But it could be that the first day you establish probable cause. You sit there and say, I'm not going to record, but we establish probable cause. And the next day you actually sit there and. But it wasn't even recording. Notice the judge was talking about the fact that they were monitoring all of these people. And by the way, it does make sense. And I've heard people say this, and we're going to get into it in a second. But I've heard people sit there and talk about, what was the big deal about them videotaping them? Are you kidding me? You live in the United States of America. We have a Constitution, and the Fourth Amendment basically says that you have that right. You
America.
Have the right to privacy. Exactly. And people think nothing of it. I mean, if you think somebody has committed a crime and you have evidence that committed the crime and you're looking to nail them, I could understand you doing that. But they were looking for, they weren't looking for the crime. They were looking for other evidence.
So this is over because the whole appeal thing. You're just going to be slapped around
Except
again.
Except the video still
the judge is
I
not,
think the video still could
see,
get
I,
out.
See, I okay.
Yeah.
Eventually, maybe.
You never did, though. You never thought the video was coming out.
See, I say no.
No, I said if
it was,
if it was locked in.
It's locked.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the poop sandwich?
I think it might come out.
Oh, I agree. I think it does come out.
Because I think they got slapped so badly in this case. They looked like fools down there.
And that's their own fault, though.
Right. And some of them are political
figures. So apparently, according
to
A.J. Perez, now the status hearing has been scheduled for Kraft's case on Friday. And that's when they expect his attorneys to argue the case should be dismissed in light of suppression of video evidence. So Friday? I mean, I don't think yesterday we said that they would try to put that request in today, but it looks like Friday probably this whole thing.
And it will be dismissed.
Will be over.
Will be dismissed.
Well, they have nothing.
Because what are they going to do? So we don't want to give up because we want to keep fighting. But the judge is going to say, no, you're not. I'm not even going to allow you to do this. You don't have a case. You have, unless they have. So, what you already said, that they can't even use a witness, a cooperating witness.
Correct.
They can, so what are you doing?
And by the way, the witness, one of the two spa workers, is going to plead the fifth on Friday. He's going to plead the fifth. So it's done. But if I'm Robert Kraft, I don't think I'm feeling great today because I'm still fearful that somebody's going to stick it to me.
No. Here's
somebody's going to stick
it to
me. Hold
on. I would say that's for the rest of your life. That you're going to be
Correct.
Uneasy the rest of your life.
Yep.
This part, okay, is going to get taken care of. Okay, and then we'll get to the ramifications with the NFL. Because there are, in my opinion, still some serious suspensions and fines coming his way.
Right, we'll get to all of that. And Chris Mannix is flying right now. So we're going to talk to him probably in about an hour from now. We'll do that. And we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
Obviously, our concern in this investigation centers around our possibility of victims of human trafficking, the appearance maybe of that. We're working with advocacy groups and interpreters and getting as much support for them as we possibly can. We have 25 individuals additional that will be charged, and those filing packets have been forwarded on to the state attorney's office, and my staff will be passing out a list of those individuals as we're speaking here.
David Ehrenberg, that was day one. We were in Fort Myers, Florida on that day.
That's so it takes us
back to spring training. That was day one, and they basically were presenting they have busted this human trafficking ring.
That's all. The general public, that's all they heard.
That's all they heard. And it
human
became,
trafficking, 25 guys are charged.
It was leading CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox News. It was leading all of the newscasts that night. It was a gigantic story, and it was all about human trafficking. And in the end, what it was about is it was about a bunch of guys going in, getting a massage, and getting a little extra. That's what it turned out.
Well, that's on the surface. But I think if you dig deeper, it was about a lot more than that. Just power, political status, attention.
Is that a little tune up? Boom.
And I really think if you really dig to the heart of it, but that's a big piece of it.
But can I just say this? This is the one that pisses me off the most, because people look at it and they're trying to look at it in simple terms. Oh, they're either defending graft or they're ripping craft, one or the other. Oh, it's the laundry and whatever. I'm not sure we were necessarily doing that. Kraft committed a misdemeanor. Right? It's a crime. It's a sin. Especially if you're married or you got kids or whatever. Who knows how that's going to play? He did all of that. I don't think there's any denying it, because he's already come out and apologized to everybody for doing it. His attorneys have already said if the video gets out there, the video is porn. So porn to me is not just getting a simple massage. Right? All of that is clear. But it's reckless of people to not understand that as Americans, we live here and we have the right of privacy. There's a Fourth Amendment. So in this case, because we started off with the human trafficking, all they needed to do is to get a witness that sex had been performed in the day spa. They could have done that simply by having a cop go in there and soliciting prostitution, right? Which is what they did. Why wasn't that good enough? They had to go well beyond that. They went, and through the Patriot Act, they got a judge to allow them to do a sneak and peek and to put video cameras up. They faked out a bomb scare. They put the cameras in there, no audio, but they captured all of this video 24/7 of anybody that was in there. And most of the people, apparently, were innocently going in there to get a massage. Why should any person be subjected when you don't know that the cameras are on you and you are disrobing? Where is that fair? So let me bring it up to somebody like Michael Felger, who's screaming and yelling and apparently doesn't understand the big deal that you have cameras in there and, you know, what's the big deal? I get it. Michael's doing what he does best, and that is he's the contrarian. And so he knows there are Patriot fans out there that are going to rally behind Robert Kraft, and he's going to be the contrarian, and he's going to go against it.
If you want to go back to how the Krafts are handling the thing down in Florida, and how the local fans and media who support them in that endeavor, I find that whole thing embarrassing and gross. I find it gross how Robert continues to fight that thing down there and the support that he's getting up here. I find it gross and embarrassing to all of you who are in that camp. All of you. All they wanted to do was bust up an obvious brothel operating in broad daylight next to legitimate businesses where families and kids are on a routine basis. They just wanted to bust that up. And now Robert Kraft fighting it the way he's fighting it makes it hard for them to bust up those kind of places.
I mean, Michael's being naive because he knows better. That's not what they were trying to do. Then you don't come out and lead off day one like we just heard from Aaron Burr.
I think initially that it was their intentions were they had their intentions in the right place initially.
And what happened? They got a big fish.
Oh, they got a big fish. Yeah. How do we take advantage of this?
Right.
How do I get some notoriety from this? How do I get more votes? How do I get people, you know, pat me on the back and tell me what a great guy I am? I think that's completely the wrong take.
But here's what Felger's missing when he talks about it being gross.
I find it gross.
That's stupid that you're saying it's gross. That what? They invaded the privacy of individuals? How would you feel if you're one of the women or the other guys that were in there simply getting a massage? Michael, their privacy was violated. And I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a big drug dealer on, of all places, Nantucket. And so the cops and the FBI and everybody else wants to come in and they want to nail this drug dealer because he's supplying drugs to kids, Michael.
Shut up, nerd.
Think it's a white guy?
Kids. Yeah. So what they do is they find out that a bunch of people in Nantucket are buying drugs from this drug dealer. So what do? They go in there and, I don't know, maybe Felger's house.
They sneak in.
They put cameras in there. They violate your privacy. They put cameras up there so they can catch you, not because they want to catch. You're not the drug dealer. They want to use you as a witness. And then they find out after that it's Michael Felger.
Whee!
Woo! He's a celebrity. Guess what we can do now? We can rat out Michael Felger. We can make a big, huge federal case. We got a big fish. And that would be gross, Michael.
I got no sympathy for you.
Because you are entitled to privacy. Fourth Amendment guarantees you that. They took away the privacy of these individuals. Why can't you see that other than you just want to stick it to Robert Kraft because it's part of what you like to do? More power to you. But understand, it could all come back to haunt you someday.
Fire, Felger!
I don't know about you guys. I like my privacy. I don't want the government invading my privacy.
We all like your privacy.
I like my privacy. I say it differently.
Privacy?
Well, yeah, I would say this. I would say that
cool way of saying it.
Those people, the woman that they filmed, the people that went in for massages, they have a right to scream from the rooftops about their privacy.
Yeah, but they all do. We're all entitled
Robert
to privacy.
Kraft committed a crime.
They had no probable cause. You can't do that.
We committed a crime.
You have no probable cause.
But did he?
Lou, you can't put cameras in there hoping somebody commits a crime. You have to have probable cause he committed a crime before you actually go in and put the cameras in there. That's
from the beginning.
Think about that, Lou. You
they
can't do that.
They completely screwed it up. And they went out grandstanding like they just conquered the world. Yeah, they aimed a little bit too high, right? Again, you're going after human sex trafficking. You don't put the cameras in the massage rooms. You put them in the back to prove that these women aren't allowed to leave. You put them in the back so at 10 o'clock at night you see 18 women sleeping on a cot, you know, and having breakfast, dinner, and lunch in this, and never get to leave. That's where you're sitting there saying, look at these women. I mean, for an entire week, this woman never left this room. Other than to go into a massage parlor and service some guy. Like that. So that's where the cameras should have been. Instead, they were all in the massage rooms.
But they didn't need the cameras in there. It was all a fake setting. But again, I don't want my privacy. I don't know how you guys feel. But unless you have probable cause, unless you know or you have some type of evidence that and probable cause that I might have committed a crime, then maybe you have the opportunity to do it. And that's pretty much what the judge was saying.
Well, why did they put
cameras
in the first
place? Judge said you didn't have probable cause.
What? Well, don't you think they knew what was going on in there?
No, they went into it.
And so we got to prove trafficking. We got to prove sex is going on as well.
They already
have. So we're proving the sex is going on. They didn't prove the trafficking part.
But they already admitted that they proved sex was going on because they had the cops go in there and solicit prostitution, and it worked. They already knew before they put the cameras in there that sex was being conducted That was your proof.
But you just said you can't put cameras in there unless you have proof to begin with. They got proof, and now they're going to get it on camera.
No, they went into the judge to basically say we need to put cameras in there because we believe human trafficking. They were basing it on a report from the health inspector.
I agree with you on that point. That they aimed a little bit too high. They went for human sex trafficking, and all that was going on was prostitution.
It made it look really good.
But they knew prostitution was going on. That's why they filmed it.
Yeah, but you can't look lightly at this whole idea of privacy. It's very interesting that people that say this, and I've heard other people say the same thing, you know, what's the big deal about the cameras? These are the same people that were all pissed off when the FBI was tapping people's lines and everything else. I mean, come on, let's be consistent about this.
I got no sympathy for you.
The other thing is that, you know, there was that the unintended consequences from this, of them aiming too high or, you know, biting off more than they could chew, is the fact, remember there's a 31 John and Jane Doe's who filed a lawsuit against the Palm Beach County, basically for that reason, illegally taping them, videotaping them without cause. They have such a major problem in this situation based on all the shrapnel that is coming their way based on the people who weren't even charged with anything. These 31 people, they weren't charged with anything. Didn't do anything wrong, yet they're being videotaped and they're pissed about it. So who's going to pay? So I would say the best case scenario for the prosecution is to cry uncle. I give up. I lost. I screwed it up. Have a great life. See you when we see you. Honestly, that is, so you want to sit there and talk about revenge. So if that tape does come out, so you already saw what they're capable of doing with the craft and his attorneys. Okay, so you want to go ahead and go poke the bear a little bit more? Good freaking luck.
Well, see, do you think there's anything
that they won't try to do?
Well, to your point, you can sit there and say you've embarrassed us. Well, I think down there they've accomplished what they wanted to accomplish.
Which was what?
What's been going on for the last two months.
Scare the Johns?
Going on since what, February?
Oh, that probably lasted for about a couple months, and they all went back into business.
No, the embarrassment of Robert Kraft.
Well, sure.
So you could argue the damage is done.
Is it though? I don't feel like there's all the articles that were written.
Nobody
thinks this is a big deal. This isn't Ursay. This isn't Jerry Richardson. This isn't
you don't think that Robert Kraft has paid a price here, even if a case gets dismissed? You don't think he's already lost? You don't think half the country already believes that they know that he solicited
not
a prostitute?
I think half the country already still feels like he was involved
in human sex trafficking.
See, I don't think so. I think it was so.
What?
It was no. I don't. Initially, I did.
In New England, people might not think that.
I would think most people. And we can call it, they still think
you filmed videos and
yes,
the Super
initially,
Bowl, so what are you talking about?
Initially, that was my idea. Initially, that's the way I felt.
Kraft's
but
already
based
lost.
Based on how bad it's been,
no, Kraft.
How bad the prosecution looks right now. Nobody cares about how bad they look. I think I separate it. Initially, I agreed with you. His look was bad. But does he look like a guy that's embarrassed by anything that's going on?
I would bet he is.
No, I think he does not. There's two separate stories here. I think the prosecutor and law enforcement down there they screwed this up royally, and it's going to be very difficult if they go back to try to use the Patriot Act, which is the one reason they might appeal this thing, because they still want to have the opportunity to use it. But if they try to do it again, the judge is going to look at them and maybe, you know, look the other way. So they gain nothing out of it, and all 25 of these people are all going to now walk free. There's no way you're going to be able to get them for anything. But you can't tell me that Robert Kraft's reputation
has not taken a major hit, and the commissioner is going to slap him with a fine and suspension. But do you think, based on the initial information and charges, initially it was like, holy cow, like this is going to be worse than imaginable.
If you thought he was involved in human trafficking,
there's still going to be some knuckleheads out here that use it as truth and fact. But no,
based on where you were and where you're at now, mostly
the Patriots were guilty of it. Okay, they were taping where they shouldn't be taping. So there was some truth to it, but
they were taping in the wrong location.
They violated the law. But I don't believe that the human trafficking is such a terrible charge to sit there and throw that in his face. Sure, Rob Parker will use it because he still is.
Wait, hold on.
But who's listening to Rob Parker?
So you're telling
right
me that
no,
if you don't
I,
walk,
I'm not using Rob Parker as
no
a.
Okay,
hold on, I'm not using Rob
Forget
Parker.
Forget about Rob Parker
as an example of the entire country.
Pick a city in America outside of New England. Okay, you walk around.
It's a state.
Can we? You walk
can
around.
Can we call New Mexico? You somebody walk around New Mexico.
Hey, yeah, it's not my fault.
Randomly.
You walk around Chicago. You walk around Denver. You walk around Salt Lake. And you say, ask 100 people, what do you know about Robert Kraft? And they'll say he was charged with sexual human trafficking. And he goes, you know, and whatever. He got a little tune-up at a massage parlor. You think people are outside of New England are still following this? This thing's been over for them for years. For months, rather. It's over. Yeah, they already know exactly what happened. He got charged with human sex trafficking and soliciting prostitution.
I do not think that the damage is nearly as bad as you guys think it is.
I think you're wrong.
I
think people here locally are not even looking at the fact that his rights and the rights of those other people, their rights to privacy, were violated. They don't even look at that. They don't even, you know, understand that aspect of it. But he's going to take a lot of heat. And his reputation is going to be different. He's going to walk into a room with mixed company, and women are going to look at him differently. He's not going to be treated the same way he was before.
He turned into the victim. He became a victim in this. This completely changed.
I think you're wrong.
Oh, yes, he did.
I think he did.
Yeah, he became a victim.
I think you're wrong.
They took advantage of him. They were trying to make an example of him. They thought they had him dead to rights, and he got out of it because they screwed up.
No, they're dumb. They stuck it to him. There's no question because they got wrapped up in something they couldn't handle. They were over their heads here in this human trafficking thing, and they tried to save face. And they had a big billionaire, well-known celebrity, and they used it to try to make a big case. They're dead now in their case. But Kraft doesn't go on unscathed in any of this.
I'm not saying that he doesn't go on unscathed. I'm saying that it's not nearly as bad as anyone envisioned it to be. Yes, there is some scars, but
suppose the video leaks out.
Well, that's a different story. Now, suppose it doesn't.
Okay.
So it's just not nearly as bad as everyone thought it was going to be.
Well, if the video comes out, it's a lot worse. He'll recover from this.
He'll get all his awards, and it will be fine. Based on the way, if they did it the right way, it would be totally different.
Well, he's always going to be judged with this, and there are certain people, and we talked to some of them, who judge this as a major crime.
Nobody looks at us whether they did it the right way or not. He's guilty, and everyone knows it.
You sound like Stephen A. Smith. Say it like Stephen
no,
A. Smith.
He's guilty.
We want some dramatic music
and
behind
everyone
that?
Everyone knows it. Everyone. They just screwed it up.
Okay. Do I believe that's what? Yes. But I still don't think that the damage is nearly as bad.
If he was guilty for human sex trafficking, of course not.
Hey, we'll give you that.
It looks, we'll give you that. Completely flipped the switch on
we'll
that.
No, we didn't.
Where he looks like the victim now. He's been taken advantage of.
We'll give you that. How about Albuquerque? That's a city.
I have
to
save New Mexico online.
Do you have New Mexico online?
This hour of the program being brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.